You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
Harsh words. I'm going to ask you guys to kind of share a bit with us. You can raise your hand if you want or just kind of blurt it out. I'm fine with that. Have you ever had the feeling you know it all and then realize you don't?
Yes.
All right, so who's willing to share an example? I heard lots of yeses. Ever had that feeling? Oh, we'll warm up. Okay, here's my story, at least the one that came to mind. When I was living back east, I had some friends that lived in Boston. So I was going to drive from Jersey to Boston, and my friend was giving me directions on how to get there. And they live in Somerville. And she said, there's going to be a sign for Somerville, and you're going to see this crazy windmill on top of the little metro. Don't turn there. You want to take the next one out. So I've been driving for like 5 hours. I get to that part on the freeway, and I see the windmill, and I'm like, but the sign, it says Somerville. And I said to myself, my friend does not know what she's talking about. So I get off. It takes me 1 hour to make a U-turn around this metro station, only to get back on the freeway and take the stop she told me to get off on. Somehow, I lived in Jersey, and I felt like I knew Boston. Had that feeling that I knew it all, but I didn't. Ever felt like you were negotiating with God? Come on. I know you've had that negotiation with God. And let's say hypothetically, right? What are some of your friends' negotiations with God? Annika, do you have an example? You nodded. Okay, this is hypothetical.
This is just hypothetical. But like if you get into a big mess and you say, God, if you get me out of this, I'll go.
Yes, have you heard that one before? If you get me out of blank, I will go to church. Yes. Anyone else? A few other good ones? I think usually tests, if you let me pass this class, I will never procrastinate again. Right? Bargaining with God. I used to pray, dear God, please don't make me a minister. Really. Negotiating with God. I'm like, but God, they're poor. But God, the student loans. I'll do anything. Just please don't make me a minister. Yeah, negotiation works well, doesn't it? And no one likes to be told they're wrong. No one likes to be put in their place. No one likes to be told what to do. That's why we've come up with phrases like, you're not the boss of me, right? That was a frequent one I used to use on my sister. Any other ones? Can you think of any other phrases? Well, in answer to that, you're not the boss of me. Actually, God is. Tonight's scripture, sorry, was a little long, but you need to know the whole story. And the sermon series is the good, the bad, and the ugly kings, but all the kings are a little good, bad, and ugly. So know that. Saul had 42 years of a very good kingship. And then he started to get, as my mom would call, a little too big for his britches. Did you read it? He had set up a monument in his own honor. Like, suddenly you come back to the CCC, and there's, like, this monument of me outside the Wesley Foundation. You're like, I preached a good sermon. Let's make a monument. Saul is like us, and we're like Saul. We could be doing fine, and then stubbornness or self-idolatry kick in. It wasn't that Saul was really that bad. Saul obeyed part of the commandment, just not all of it. He has selective listening skills, shall we say. You know people like this? Yes, okay. You might become people like this. It's like little white lies, right? Not totally lying, but not exactly telling the truth either. Splitting hairs, right? Except God and Samuel didn't think so. They didn't see the difference. Either you're on board with God or you're not. So many times in life, I want to do all that God wants me to do. And then, so many times in life, I don't want to do what God wants me to do. It's hard, man. It's frustrating. Totally takes me out of my comfort zone. And so that's when I pause for a little self-detrimental rationalization. You with me? You know what this is? We all have a little self-detrimental rationalization. Mine is most often seen on the treadmill at the gym. When you step on, and you know they recommend 30 minutes of cardio activity, and you're about 15 to 20 minutes in, and you think, good enough, I'm fit, I don't need a full 30 minutes, I'm young. The thing about little SDR is the only person I'm hurting is me. Anyone else know this? Anyone else, you know, hypothetically know of people who do this, right? This has also come about in my spiritual life. It's not just on the treadmill, I have to admit. Dear God, if I work in a church or volunteer a lot in a church or run church camps or do Sunday school class or whatever, that'll be enough, right? I don't have to be a minister, right, God? It's not making it all the way. This honest to God was a prayer of mine with God as I wrestled with being that minister. But you know some of it, but you don't want to do all of it. What I've learned the hard way, what Saul learned the hard way, and what I hope you do not have to learn the hard way, is that it really is God's way or the wrong way highway. You can either go on to live as one of God's or not. You can't really pick and choose what you like about God or God's commandments and disregard the rest. Like, I'll take the odd-numbered commandments. It doesn't really work that way. We have free will, but we are all under God's will. We are falsely making ourselves into demigods sometimes, and we need to be reminded to knock ourselves down a few power pegs, if you will. Saul asked to obey God's commandments and desires, and he didn't. He rationalized God's requests and opted to hear what he wanted to hear. And as a result, fell into sin, rebellion, stubbornness, iniquity, idolatry. I'm going to read that last part again for you. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than all the fat of rams. In other words, all that you can sacrifice. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. God wants so much more for you guys. The question is, are you with God in this? Are you willing to take his plan? Or are you going to try to negotiate yourself a new plan? If Saul can do all that sinning, and just a little action, after 42 years of faithfully partnershiping with God, where does that leave us? It's hard. No one said it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So you've still got the choice. Is your life God's way, or is it your own highway? Take a minute in prayer. Gracious God, help us choose all of you. Help us to listen to all that you have to say to us. Help us to go on that path that you have set before us, no matter how hard, no matter how frustrating, no matter how challenging, because we know it is worth it. Amen.